Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Your Support Group today. As normal, it's me and Q.
What's up?
So today, I want to touch on the subject that most people would feel like maybe we lost our mind on this one. But I want to know, who lies more, women or men? Mm. And I think we're going to answer that question right after the intro. Your support group. All right, Q. So now that we're back, I want to ask this question. Do you think women or men lie more?
Honestly, I will say that I think it could be even across the board. And here's my rationale. I think men tell stupid lies, and I think women are more crafty with their lies. Because some of the lies dudes tell, I just be like, really? You couldn't come up with nothing better than that? Like, seriously?
Right. Yeah, I'm a firm believer in that men, and I'm a man, as a man, I feel like we do stupid lies. Like, lie about the most dumbest stuff. Like, right. We have an opportunity to tell the truth, we just gonna tell a lie for no reason. Right. And then when we get caught up in the lie, we say, I don't know why we lie. For example, men, and I know it's other married men up out there who feel this way. When your wife comes out and she's really excited about something that she wears, and she asks you a question, she say, how do I look? Mm. Well, to us, you know, you look like our wife. You're always going to look beautiful. You're always going to be that woman I prefer. But sometimes it's going to be some things about, because you're not going to like everything about everybody. It's going to be something like a hairstyle or something like that, that she's really excited about, but you kind of look and you like, oh crap, do I say how I really feel? Or do I keep the party going? Well, I'm going to dip my finger in this water and keep the party going. As a man, the one thing that you don't want to do is make your wife feel bad about anything. So, you know, it's an old saying that goes, happy wife, happy life. Well, men do lie sometimes about what their wives or girlfriends have on or wear or anything like that. We do. That's just the honest truth.
Yeah. I feel like, my husband, he don't be lying to me. He just be like, I don't think you want to wear that. I don't know if it's like our cultural differences, but he just be like straight up. And then I respect him, even though sometimes I might get mad, but at the end of the day, you know, if it's making me look crazy, I would prefer to know. But I understand some women would, you know, prefer, you know, just to be told whatever.
Right. Now, if it's something like really crazy and I feel like, you know, she can handle this blow, I'll say, nah, let's do this. You know, what about those shoes you got on such and such date? And she'll say, oh, yeah, I forgot all about those. And I'll be like, thank God. Yeah. You know, right. I dodged the ball there.
Yeah.
Then there's sometimes where she'll be like really excited about something. And I say to myself, I got to let this one slide. You got to pick your battles wisely.
That's true. Like sometimes you have to, is it worth the energy? And if you already having the day has been perfect, why ruin it? You know, if it's not that bad. You know, like one time I dyed my hair, it almost looked orange. It was probably not the best decision. And he was just looking at me like, but he didn't say anything, but I knew by the look, it, you know, it, I couldn't wait for that hairstyle to grow out. But, you know, sometimes we don't always do. It's like you have one thing in your mind and then it comes out and you're like, that really wasn't what I wanted.
Yeah, I mean, now it's one thing to lie to protect feelings, but it's another thing to lie. Like, we all know that, and this is just my honest opinion, I'm sorry, but we all know as men and women, depending on the sex, when an incident happens or anything happens, a woman will get believed more than a man would. For example, it's a hypothetical relationship. You say that I abused you, and I say, No, I didn't. I wasn't even there, you know, but the police get called and they take me to jail for 48 hours, regardless of the fact, because I'm trying to explain to them because I'm all hyped that I didn't have nothing to do with it. I wasn't even there. I don't know nothing about this. But because you're calm and poised as a woman, they just straight look at me and say, you know what? Let's go ahead and take them in for 48 hours. And I've seen incidents like that happen. So that's why I just said, you know, sometimes it goes a little bit beyond just what a woman is wearing or what or how they may feel. You know, if something happens and a woman says that you've done something to her, you know, you're guilty until proven innocent in society.
It depends, because there's a lot of lately it's been that way, but historically it hasn't. So that's where that whole Me Too movement came in. And it's kind of like men are really kind of getting raked over the coals for it. However, back in the past, women would say, hey, this happened to me, especially being a woman that served in the military. So many women have been sexually assaulted. And then when they say, hey, this has happened to me, but because that person, that officiating officer holds more weight, you know, all of that stuff gets swept under the rug and that person career actually gets ruined, or in some instances the person ends up, you know, unalived because they spoke out against what this person did. So yeah, I see both sides of it.
Yeah. And no, I fully acknowledge that in the past that it's been some things that's been really suspect. Mm-hmm. But it depends on what community or what echelon of life that you've been at. So if you've been like, say for in the military, you know, they've swept a lot of stuff under the rug just to keep, you know, the world happy and say, oh, the military, we out here fighting wars and winning wars. We ain't got time for all this stuff. This stuff don't happen here, you know? So I understand that. But I understand also too, that it's a lot of things that happen to these young actresses that tried to get the opportunity or really find stardom. But in the Black community, it's always been some conniving stuff. And I hate to even say it like that, but it's always been a little bit of conniving stuff with certain Black women. You know, I'm not saying all of them the same. No, but I've seen the version, because it even happened to me. Oh, I'm pregnant. And then you're like, well, go to the doctor. And then, because they're like, oh, I peed on the stick and I'm pregnant. Well, okay, go to the doctor. Then they go to the doctor and it wasn't nothing, you know? And I understand false positives happen, but you could kind of guess inside your head how it's viewed. Like, why are you lying, you know, to keep a relationship going or something like that? Or even, you know, to hurt a person. Like if a guy wants to move on, you'll see a lot of times where a woman does something spiteful in the Black community. And that's just a perspective from the Black community. Now, changing hands when it gets to more diverse communities, then it starts to kind of level out a little bit. But the higher it goes up in the pay scale, then it becomes the man in power. And he can ruin a woman or does crazy things to women and gets away with it all the time, until, you know, now that we got social media and everything, that stuff is getting put more out into the forefront. Yeah, I'm just saying the perspective. I don't want to get beat up by Black women. So all Black women, I didn't say all Black women, okay? I just said some out here in the community trying to give y'all a bad name.
Yeah, when I was heavy into Christianity, not saying I don't believe in God, it's just, you know, I'm not big into religion. One of the things that strikes me out the most is when you read the Bible is always talking about a liar. Like, whatever it is, don't lie. Like, don't lie. So I always try to, in my dealings with guys or just anything like that, just tell the truth. It might hurt to see the person move on or whatever. Just, it's not worth it in the long run. So I don't understand why people go through such extreme lengths to lie.
Right.
You know, I don't get it.
I might have cried. Mm-hmm. I might have punched the wall. I might have stomped up and down and sent little whiny Drake type texts or phone calls and stuff like that. but I never lied, you know, because it is what it is. When it's all said and done and it's over, you got to move on, you know, like one relationship back when I was younger, I knew it was over. And, you know, I had to see some things for myself, but I seen them get out of another dude's car out of the back of the apartment. And I was pretty much like, oh, this is done. Yeah, this is over with. That's all I need to see. And so I just grabbed my things, put my stuff in the car. By the time she came across the field, my stuff was already in the car. And I was like, hey, your daughter upstairs asleep and I'm out. It wasn't no need to explain because she already seen the look in my face. Like, yeah, your daughter upstairs asleep. I'm out. You know, it's pretty much over. Everything that I left behind, you can keep. I'm done. Right. It ain't a cool thing to lie. It's just, or try to do something crazy to keep anything going. Just move on and be about yourself, you know?
Exactly.
The whole Meg Thee Stallion case, like the last person that got in front of Gayle King and cried went to jail. The Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case, you know, in the beginning, everybody was trying to throw Johnny under the bus, but it was a lot of endorsements and even Disney still stuck with him, you know, because Pirates of the Caribbean never got removed from Disney Plus. It never did. So that says a lot. Also, too, things like that. And I'm not saying any one of them women lied. I don't know. It's his truth. It's her truth. And then it is the actual truth. What I'm saying is when you do these things and you put your business publicly out there in the street and then you're found as a liar or a male or female, it puts a brown eye on that sex for at least a couple of years. You know, like I had to be careful because I got a bald head. Like next thing you know, they're saying people with bald heads is, you know, pedophiles and stuff like that. like I had R. Kelly on my playlist. Like I had to like completely remove him off my playlist because, you know, I like the music. I don't like the person. It's a lot of people that listen to people that are actually racist. They don't like that person, but they listen to their music because it's music. It's an art form. But yeah, I just think that, you know, people need to be mindful of what they put out there in the public eye. Whether they're lying or telling the truth, just keep your business about out of the street, you know.
And also too, I'm not like you said, I don't know what that woman it went through because Johnny Depp could be lying or she could be lying. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not in their relationship, so I really can't say one way or the other. With Meg Thee Stallion, if she say the boy shot her, I believe daddy shot her. Because I mean, who gonna lie about being shot? And if it comes out that she was lying, then I'll take the L on that. But it's very hard for me to fathom someone being shot and then being like, I'm gonna just fabricate somebody shot. And then other thing is this too, be mindful of the company you keep.
True.
Because if I got any friends that if I say something to them that their reaction is to harm me, then we're not gonna be friends no more. You know, I don't even want to be in a circle where I feel like I got to be guarded around somebody. I have never been friends with nobody that I felt would do something like that to me. Like, what? Like hanging out with you and then you would do something like that? Like, so also just be mindful of the circle that you keep.
Yeah. And to even elaborate just a little bit on the Meg Thee Stallion case, you know, the funny thing is they never found the gun on him. They never found gun residue on him. They found gun residue on the friend. So, you know, that's what got everybody kind of suspicious. Like, hey, you know, and at first she was talking about it was glass in her foot. You know, when you was in the safety of the cops, you could have easily said that somebody shot you or shot at you. She didn't do neither of that, which makes everybody kind of question. And I'm not saying that she's lying either, because like I said, it's her truth, his truth, and it is the truth. But it's just a whole lot of questionable incidents that took place there in that whole entire thing. I'm not saying you got to be a snitch or anything like that. But if a person is trying to kill me, oh, I'm snitching. That's just an actual fact. Oh, I'm telling you. As soon as the police get there. Before the police get there, it's like, oh, I stepped on something. Yeah, I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be all right. As soon as the police get there, oh, he shot me. Yeah, Ray Ray shot me. He got the gun on him right now. I seen it when he gave it to Tevin. Yeah, get the gun from Tevin.
Yeah.
It'll all play out. That's on them.
Right. Hopefully it'll be a lesson for both of them. It will be a lesson for both of them.
And I hope it's a lesson for hip hop in general. Like everybody wants to be tough. Mm-hmm. Everybody's not tough. Everybody's not street. Stick to the lyrics. Yep. So that wraps up this episode. All right, Q. Thank you for chilling with me today, chatting about whether or not men or women lie more.
You're welcome.
And if you guys haven't checked out the website, it's www.ysgpodcast.com. It's real easy to click on it. Check it out. We got blogs. We got us talking. We even got little other little things on there just so you guys can fall in love with our website. And that is ysgpodcast.com. And hopefully I get a nice blog from Q one day.
Just tell me what you want to blog about.
Whatever Q feels.
Whatever. Because I'll be blogging my ass off, my butt off.
Hey, we all grown here. If you don't know what an ass is, that's a donkey.
Right.
Peace out. And if ain't nobody told you they love you today, guess who does? We do. Peace. Hi, I'm Kenneth, and this is your support group. Thanks for tuning in.